Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Folks, last week, prior to the big events this week, I spoke to several folks with several French Quarter organizations as we were getting ready to celebrate all of this. Obviously, no one ever thought that we would be talking about this happenstance, this tragic event that occurred yesterday. But, you know, it's important to check in with our folks there because the French Quarter is very unique. It's commercial. It's residential. You have a population that lives there, stays there each and every day. You have a very transient population that visits there every day. And there are different perspectives about everything that goes on within the French Quarter, the confines of the French Quarter. Joining us today is a good friend, known him for years, Glade Bilby, president of the French Quarter Citizens Group. Glade, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. Thank you.
The French Quarter has always seems to be the primary focus for a whole host of reasons. We never wanted it to be yesterday's reason, right?
Right. No, this was a gut punch to us in the Quarter, especially all of us that care, that pay attention, that are committed to making it better for the residents and the visitors. So, yeah, tough day.
We're learning a lot about the victims, Glade, a lot of local folks that, you know, we always get very, very excited about them going back to the Quarter, enjoying the Quarter. You know, the Quarter is for us first and everyone else second, in my view. Our heart goes out to all of the victims.
Yeah, I think when I am seeing the list, they're starting to come up with a list of the names of people that have been killed the other day. And it's terrible because it's a lot of young folks, which is distressing to us. You know, I've had people call from all around the country and text me and say, I know you weren't out at 3 o'clock in the morning, but are you okay? It's that kind of thing. And it's tough to see this for anything, even when we have, God forbid, shootings, which happens more frequently than this event. But the Quarter is a flexible place. It's fluid. Things are happening. You know, people forget, Newell, that this is a neighborhood. It's America's most historic neighborhood. We live here. We have people that are here 365 to take care of this place. You know, 19 million tourists, they come and they go. That's over 1.5 million a month in front of my house, let's just say. It's not quite like that, but there's a lot of people that come through here for fun and forget that people live here.
And you guys, you know, y'all are involved and at the forefront of stimulating conversation about quality of life issues there. And obviously one of those quality of life issues is security and security measures. Because even though that there's a big event in town, it doesn't mean that the guys, you know, the folks that are living in the French Quarter, that they're not out and about moving around with everyone else, right?
This is true, and I'm a commissioner on French Quarter Management District, and most people know that for the quarter for the quarter and the blue light patrols that have been very effective in augmenting what the NOPD has been able to do. I think without this supplemental police patrol, we wouldn't quite have the presence and the safety and the security that we have now. And we've done a lot of other things at French Quarter Management District as well. And you are right. Most of our organizations are focused on quality of life issues, which involve mostly security and safety, whether it's sidewalks, lighting, streets, cleanliness. All of that goes together to make a better environment for people that live here and visit.
One of the things that I've talked about, and folks get a little bit too down into the details, and I'm thinking about things in a bigger sense, is that no matter what you decide to do there, you have to execute. You have to make sure that it works. You and I have had this conversation about street lighting in the French Quarter. I've been on radio 7 years. I think, Blade, you were one of my first guests. I mean, we talked about it then. It hasn't changed. It's still an issue. We're still having trouble with the execution.
It is still an issue, and it seems so obvious to fix the lights that it's taken 3 years for us to get to a cooperative endeavor agreement with the efforts of the French Quarter Management District and the city to put a $1.7 million contract together to repair the lights. Now, you need to build something great, but you need to maintain it better. And that's what I think is something that we need to do. The execution, as you say, is important. We're famous for let's build something, but then never take care of it. And I think that's the situation that we get ourselves in the execution.
One of the reasons I bring it up is because it's emblematic of prioritization, right? I mean, one would think that a $1.7 million contract, I think the other day we gave away the $5 or $7 million to a bunch of not-for-profit organizations on a snap of a finger, that we should be able to get that done in a much quicker fashion.
Well, I think so, too. And I know what I was kind of blindsided by. You see them putting $2.1 million into a food truck area underneath the interstate near on Earhart. And that's sort of short-lived. I mean, if it's going to be for something that will be a little more permanent, put it where people can park and where people get to. That under the interstate, just because it doesn't look good now, doesn't mean after the Super Bowl it'll be functional and be effective. So I think the money could be used better in other places, as one example.
Yeah, well, I was kind of curious about that destination.
I think all of us were, too.
I don't know that there are a lot of people saying, that's where I want to go dine.
Right. And think about it. It's for 8 food trucks. $2.1 million for 8 food trucks. And I see 2 there on a regular basis because I use that Home Depot. But it doesn't quite make sense. And I think we need a little bit more effort in certainly the execution, but that comes with some common sense built into it. I know you talked to ad infinitum about the bollards. We could talk streetlights. We could talk sanitation. You can go into any of these issues, but they need to be executed properly on a long-term basis because we're here 365 days a year in the quarter, and we attract people all year round.
Well, I bring it up, and I did so reluctantly, to be quite honest with you, and I know that you would appreciate this because you know me very well. I hear a lot of the talking heads saying what we're going to do in the aftermath of this event and what needs to be done. The adoption of certain things is great, but if you don't, and you're not involved in the execution day in and day out and making sure that if there's equipment that's placed, that it's functional, it's working, it's doing what it's designed to do, 365, 24/7, it's of no value. And that's a wasted conversation, quite frankly.
And money and effort. And I think we just can't hide in the traditional fatalism we have about government. We have to make responsible people responsible and have them do a better job all the way around. I mean, you can pick any given topic connected to the French Quarter. It's important. Why? Because we're the economic engine of this city, and people don't see that. And as residents, we live here. We're the stewards of the architecture, if you will. You know, and my house has been here almost 200 years, and it's going to outlast me for sure, outlast all of us for sure. But you want it to be the attraction. You want that in the history to be something that people come and see, not just big-ass beers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm not trying to add drama to this, but if we want to really do something in memory of those who lost their lives and the sacrifices that are made by law enforcement that are working inside of the quarter, it would be, let's be mindful and pay attention to the execution of whatever remedial measures, security measures, lighting measures, whatever we do there, because we know that it is a huge soft target, and we know that there's a lot of risk there. We want to just go about minimizing that risk. But let's do it. Let's make sure that we remind ourselves of how many lives have been lost in the French Quarter over the years, right?
Yeah.
Because
one
of negligence, because of intentional acts or otherwise, some of which could have been averted.
Right. I mean, let's just take, for instance, the sidewalks. They've been in deplorable shape. I've had two friends break a hip, one fracture an ankle just walking on our sidewalks. So come on, let's do a better job. And then I think people will enjoy coming back here. Right now, people want, it's a one-time place. You come, you experience it, and you leave. Do you really want to come back? Not a lot. And that's borne out by some of the statistics, unfortunately, that a small percentage of people want to come back after they visited one time. And that's a shame. We want people to keep coming back because they've learned something. They've experienced something, and it's been a good experience.
You know, the French Quarter, even though it's a residential area, obviously, it's kind of synonymous to Disneyland, right? Disney World. it is, because it's an attraction, right? It's a destination.
Right.
People come.
Right.
There's a lot of curiosity about it. If you were managing a business that actually owned it, you'd want to be at 100% 365, 24/7, I would think.
Yeah, I would too. And that's the function of government administration. And I don't know that people realize the actual economic impact that the French Quarter has, certainly on the city and the state and this entire region. Look at the landings and departures at the airport. Look at all of the stuff that is sold in the French Quarter. It comes from somewhere else. The workers, we supply a lot of jobs to people that don't live here, you know, that come in to work here. And I have to say something about business. I mean, I've talked to a number of people. They need people to come back in the quarter. Look at the tax revenue that was lost by having it shut down yesterday and most of the day today. That's going to affect all these businesses and in a bad way, because these were big days for sales, big days for restaurants, big days for all the shopkeepers who pay pretty high rents to live in the French Quarter. So I think we need people to come back. I talked to somebody that this one's interesting. They have a business in the main part of the quarter. This is the first year that they've gotten terrorism insurance. And the agent told her, said, "You're the only person in our portfolio that has terrorism insurance. And this is what it's for. This is exactly what it's for, unfortunately." So to hear that, it took a new spin for me, because I didn't really think of it in terms of that. We've never been a terrorist place. We've had dangers and issues, but not a terrorism destination. And that changes the whole complexity of things.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
There's no doubt, but any time you have a city that, as New Orleans and Company is labeled, it built to host, and we host some of the biggest events, not only in this country, in the world, you know, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And you know, and I know, you know, this conversation has been focused on the French Quarter, but this could have happened anywhere in this city, right? And it could happen in any city, in any state, not only in this country, but around the world, and it has. And I remind folks about this minimization of risk. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. Someone with evil in their heart and their mind that want to carry out some convoluted plan to wreak havoc on society.
In the name of religion, which is a weird thing to say to me, but I think maybe we're lucky. I looked at some of the videos of the law enforcement running to the situation. It was like, wow, these guys are great. And we've been working hard in the quarter. We're doing a good job coordinating the state police with NOPD in the 8th District and the sheriff's office. I've never seen such great cooperation. Actually, Newell, the stats, the numbers are down, the thefts are down, the crime is down, the auto break-ins are down. We're doing a really good job here. So it's unfortunate this happened with this focus at this time, because I think things were trending really well for us in the quarter, for sure.
But that's a very important message, and I'm glad that you brought it up, Glade, as a resident there, because you live it and you see it every day. And even as tough as it is in the French Quarter, you know what fits and doesn't fit. There's very little that doesn't fit in the French Quarter, quite frankly.
Right.
But the reality is that the folks that live there, they know it better than anyone, and you act on your gut, and you react, you know, to your gut feeling about certain things there. But it's encouraging to hear when you say that it's all it was all moving in a very positive direction, and that's the message that I think we need to talk about more, right?
It is. I can't say enough. NOPD has done a great job with the French Quarter Task Force and the Blue Light Patrol, Supplemental Police Patrol. The response time is under 2 minutes, which is unheard of in this whole city, to have that happen. So that's been great. The car break-ins, that's down. Since we started a program and put signs up in the parking lots about remove, lock, take your stuff, auto break-ins have gone down 72%. So when you look at the statistics, we were rolling really well down here. So it's a shame the focus changed now to this, and we're going to throw out the bollard idea, which, hey, you could have driven a car in the crowd on Poydras Street going to the Dome on any given day and done far more damage.
Sure.
You know,
no doubt.
So, Yeah, so no, I think
I mean that's why I made the reference that, you know, the reason I talked about it, although reluctantly, it's because it's emblematic of a bigger thing. Once you decide that you're going to give a piece of geography heightened importance and more security measures in that, it's important that we focus on execution, and you know, because that's a cultural thing. You know,
to be
able to execute. And you know, I know a lot of the issues, not to beat a dead horse that we've already talked about, it goes right back to that. We can talk about doing all these things, but a year and a half to get a $1.7 million contract consummated in as it relates to street lighting, that ought to be second nature.
And try to finish it in 2 months. Right.
Yeah. Glade, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck to you guys. I hope the quarter bounces back. It's going to open today at 2:30.
It's going to be
Bourbon Street, and you know, I for one, I told my wife this morning, we're going to go at some point this weekend.
Yeah, we're committed. It's going to be better than ever.
Absolutely. Glade Bilby with the French Quarter Citizens Group, president of SAME. I appreciate your time. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, as always, Newell. I appreciate talking with you.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.